Vigo County High Schools held open houses this month to give residents a closer look at the challenges administrators are up against. All three schools are in need of renovations, and some say new buildings are necessary. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, it's unclear what expenses the county and city should prioritize.
Because we're going to go into this room up here.
Walking through North Vigo High School, it quickly becomes evident why school administrators are pleading for renovations.
And you walk in every day just not sure what's going to be the next crisis, so to speak.
Aaron Hughes has several responsibilities as the assistant principal, including school improvement, safety and security, and facilities management, which lately is taking up a lot of his time.
The electrical's not really up to code for a computer lab.
Plumbing needs fixed, the roof leaks, and in a noisy closet, he explains how the HVAC system is always under repair.
It blew apart at like probably 11 o'clock one morning during school, and this entire academic wing went straight to heat. So every room just filled up with heat, and it was, like he said, about 86 degrees.
Hughes says the inconsistencies in temperature don't make for a suitable learning environment. The long list of needs also includes equipment upgrades and simple resources for students. The other high schools are in need of renovations as well, and the school board is even considering constructing new buildings, which is the most costly option. But it's not clear yet on how it would all be paid for. Resident Michael Howard has two kids who attend North Vigo, so he wanted to see the issues for himself.
I haven't seen that in 30 years now.
After walking through the school, he says a tax increase would be worth it, but a referendum would only waste time.
I would stress to the community members and taxpayers, you know, come out and look at the facilities. A referendum will only delay this process to get started, and the timing needs to start as soon as possible.
But city and county officials are facing budget problems of their own. City leaders are trying to climb back from a nearly $8 million deficit. County council members are trying to cut nearly $7 million from their budget while considering a public safety tax to increase revenue for a new jail. Purdue University professor Larry DeBoer says property tax caps, which have been in place since 2009, have had a major impact on the city. The caps limit homeowners' payments based on their assessed value.
Terre Haute is losing more than 30% of their tax levy to the tax caps, which means that 30% of the revenue that they intend to collect from the property tax is not collected.
DeBoer says the best solution to the financial woes is to generate more property taxes, which would then help the schools too. But he says that's easier said than done. As a parent and someone who's worked in various school systems, Howard says finding ways to fund schools should be the first priority.
You know, we're talking about a lot of tax increases in Vigo County, but I think, you know, one that definitely needs to be focused on is the education of the schools first, prior to some of the other projects that may be on the table currently.
Hughes says he and other school staff work with what they have, but there's only so much they can do.
But what's behind everything, what's on the other side of these tiles above us and behind walls and lockers and everything, there's just a lot of issues, and we know what those are. You know, not everybody sees them, but we know what they are.
He says he doesn't care whether the school is renovated or rebuilt. He just wants a solution. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.
The Vigo County High Schools will hold one more open house on September 14th. The City Council meets the same day to discuss the city budget.